Our journey today starts with David Hicks. David Hicks has been out of prison for about 18 months. He was serving time in Yatala in South Australia under a control order after he was brought back to Australia from Guantanamo Bay. His father campaigned fearlessly during his detention in Guantanamo Bay and was regarded as an outspoken opponent of the Howard government, who at various times he accused of politically interfering in the processes, the supposedly independent processes, that were being applied to his son. Well, David Hicks now claims that he will have some evidence to prove that there was political interference by the Howard government in his case while he was in Guantanamo Bay. He has never before spoken publicly. David Hicks, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Thank you for making yourself available.
That's all right.
First of all, what is the allegation that you say you now have, or how do you prove the allegation that you say you now can, that the Howard government interfered in your case?
Yeah, so I was told you wanted to speak today about a truthout.com with Jason Leopold. I did an article last week. Jason Leopold is based in the US. And I answered probably 35 questions in about 12,000 words, covering the torture and medical experimentation in Guantanamo Bay. And that article is quite big in the US. It's still got a lot of legs. And Jason Leopold's actually gone on to Russian TV, Japanese TV, so it's gone quite big, even though the Australian media has not reported it.
Well, you're having a chance to tell us now what you've said in print on the website in America, but you didn't answer my question, which is, what is the evidence that you now claim to have that the Howard government politically interfered in your trial?
Okay, well, because of this interview, a few employees from the US State Department and a few other people connected to Washington only a few days ago got in contact with Jason Leopold, and Jason Leopold jumped on the plane and went to Washington, and he just returned from there yesterday. And he's returned with 50 to 60 pages of documents not seen before by the public. They're private conversations between senior liberal politicians and from the former Prime Minister John Howard's office. And I've not seen all of them, but Jason has allowed me to see just a snippet of this material, and it shows that who knew what and who did what or who didn't do what, and that I was tortured, the words being used, my mistreatment, the abuse, and the political interference. And Jason Leopold will be doing a run-up story in about 1 month, and he'll be releasing all these documents, including the quotes he got from the people he met from the State Department in Washington, for everyone to see.
So can I clarify, these are documents that you've obtained through the American whistleblowers, which are documents confirming what America was getting reported to them from Australia?
No, not exactly. I don't know if whistleblower is the right word, but because of the article with Jason Leopold, these employees of the US State Department got in contact with him, and they offered him 50 to 60 pages of documents and their private conversations, so I suppose you could call them diplomatic cables between Australian politicians, the Liberal Party, and US State Department officials, people in the Pentagon, and whoever was involved in that process for Guantanamo Bay. And it discusses my treatment, and it discusses about the need to pressure me to say guilty. So
the allegation of interference, it's not just reporting what's known and not known, but you're saying that there were politicians trying to pull the strings, control the procedures that were being applied against you.
Yes, because it's actual private conversations between our government of Australia and the US government.
Can we go back a few steps, David? First of all, can we clarify whether or not you now renounce terrorism?
I've always renounced terrorism. I heard the introduction, so I suggest... I don't think you've read my book, that's correct?
No, I've not read your book.
Are you aware that I've even written a book?
I'm aware you've written a book called Guantanamo, My Journey. When it arrived at the radio station, we asked if you were available. We were told you were not, so I didn't read it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, this was last year, I think, it came out, didn't it?
It came out in the middle of October.
Yes.